give us the Reader's Digest version and what happened on those PIT?
Well, snaps were good. Dustin, on a rare occasion, I mean, happened to have the ball, the bottom of the ball slipped out on him. You know, when Carroll came to kick it, the ball was on an angle and he aborted the kick. You know, in a perfect world, we like him to, you know, the ball was still down. We still want him to try to kick that thing, you know. So going forward, that's what we'll do. And then the next one, Carroll missed it. He just missed it right. He didn't follow through. So, I mean, that's what happened. I mean, you can see it on tape and it was clear as day.
How much was the second one caused by the first one?
Could be a little bit. I mean, just, you know, you doubt a little bit about, you know, is the ball down? Is it perfect? You know, whatever. So, but, you know, hopefully we move on from that, you know. And, I mean, fortunately, our other guys came through, you know, the team came through, and it didn't cost us the game. But those kind of situations, you know, we have to have that, you know, we have to have that done right. So.
Janikowski missed a couple, two field goal PAT.
Yeah.
Was there something on the turf, too?
No, it was, the turf was fine. The weather was good. I mean, there was really no excuses really for it. You know, I can't speak for Janikowski, but, I mean, you know, people miss, I mean, sometimes. And late in the year, I mean, I think you're going to see that more and more. You know, and those extra points are, you know, they're becoming, the games are so much more important at the end of the year, and the weather, all those things are all going to, you know, come through.
Did we see that last weekend? We were like nine,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that's all part of it. I think the magnitude of every game is more important, and, you know, the weather, you know, those things, and just pure pressure. He really had a night. I mean, that was his best game, obviously. I mean, that, you know, he beat the single gunner on that one play and went down, and that's a hard tackle to make in open field, and he timed it up perfect, and it was good to see him make that play because that's the next step for him. I mean, he's been down there a bunch, you know, and forced fair catches and, you know, one time missed a tackle, and this time he made the play. So, you know, the kind of, he's getting better and better. He's improving every week. No, I mean, that's tough duty, you know, and they doubled him after that play, you know, for the rest of the game, and he was, you know, he was battling in there, you know, and it's sometimes, you know, they get the best of you, and sometimes, you know, you win, so, but he doesn't quit. He's a tough guy, you know, and he's good. He's a good player. DJ is, you know, right now he's still our leading tackler right now. I mean, he flies. I mean, you watch tape. I mean, he just jumps out at you on tape. I mean, he's on the backside of a kickoff, and he's making tackles, and he's in on plays on the left side. And, you know, he gets mad when the play doesn't come to his way. So, but he can fly around the field, and he's definitely somebody, has, you know, other teams have to contend with. From the Oakland game, operation on field goal. I mean, get that corrected. I mean, I like our coverage right now. Return game's coming around a little bit, you know, having Nile back in there, and, you know, Frankie gets more and more. You know, he's going to build his confidence week to week, and he had a nice return in the game. So, you know, we just got to keep getting better and improving and finishing strong here down the stretch.
Yeah.